believe she called it the broom closet. And, but there's other things in there, wasn't there?
The, what about, did you ever have any special days when you do your clothes and everything?
Well, Monday more so than any day.
What would you call that?
I don't know why you'd say such thing. She said, the Blue Monday, I've got to wash.
I guess it was for her. She's supposed to get the iron, too. But she did the ironing like it's all on the same thing.
Now, her ironing was, they heated that thing. It wasn't no steam. Electric. No electric.
What, you heat it down cold?
No, I put it on the stove when it got so hot. And she'd iron it.
On the houses and all, have you seen the kind of houses with the boards of building kind of lap over each other like that?
Mm-hmm.
What would it call? Would your name use it for that?
At one time, I don't believe they do now. You go to where they had that and they called it shiplap. But I don't think they call it that now. They did that time.
What about the around the top of the house to carry off the water? All those
didn't have them. It just
went on.
Of course, they'd have it so it's, you know, so far out from the house. I mean, up there, but it just went off.
What would you call those now on your house now?
The gutter.
Yeah. I guess that's fairly recent innovation, too. Did you? Now, what about the top of your house? What would you call that up there on the very top? You get up, maybe on the...
It's boards. And you could actually look up and see cracks, and it wouldn't leak. I never could understand. I mean, you could see light, and it didn't leak.
That is amazing when you can see out of the...
And if it blowed and snowed, there'd be some snow come in.
Oh.
I'd have to blow, wouldn't if it just...
Y'all have much snow in this area?
Oh, gosh, yeah. There was school out here, 30-some days, I believe, last winter.
That's a lot. That was really, really more snow in Knoxville than I'd ever seen this winter. See, I don't see snow twice until I came to East Tennessee.
We have more than Knoxville. See, we're on this Cumberland Plateau, as they call it. And you go along towards Crossville, they have a lot of snow.
I guess so. What about the elevation around here? Is it?
Pardon me, 1,462 feet over here by the depot.
That is pretty well known. So. I guess Knoxville's really kind of protected too, since it's just the other side of the plateau. Have you ever seen it sometimes where people would have a shed built up next to the house and kind of come together like that? Any name for that place where it would come together?
We didn't have anything like that. Now, he had a little building out here, and half of it, a part of it, was for chickens, and the other end was for the buggy.
What do you call that building?
Just
what? Do you have other kinds of buildings on
this farm? Oh yeah.
What else?
Well, he had a large barn, and then he had some sheds out in different places for cattle, hogs, what it might be, mostly cattle.
What all would he keep in the barn?
Cattle and horses.
Did he store things in that too?
Oh yeah, overhead he put hay.
What would he call that? Put it up in the
loft.